So happy Father's Day. And so, you know, interesting, the name of the talk is Sacred Father, and we would think that that's what we talk about all the time, yes? We talk about God the Father more than we talk about God the Mother. But we're going to talk about the Sacred Father that we don't really get a chance to talk about, the God of Jesus. The God that isn't, the Father God that isn't talked about that much in the Old Testament, actually very rarely is God seen in the Old Testament as the Father. But it was with Jesus that we brought what the Sacred Father really is. But I'd like to read a story to you about the sacredness of you human fathers on this Father Day and how truly you impact every child's life where you had the opportunity to. Her hair was in pigtail. Her favorite dress tied with a bow. Today was Daddy's day at school, and she couldn't wait to go. But her mother tried to tell her that she probably should stay home. Why, the kids might not understand if she went to school alone. But she was not afraid. She knew just what to say, what to tell her classmates, and why he wasn't there today. But still, the mother worried for her to face this day alone, and that this is why, again, she tried to tell her daughter, why don't you stay home, sweetheart? But the little girl went to school anyway, joy in her heart and happy, eager to tell everyone about a dad she never sees, a dad who never calls. There were daddies along the wall in the back for everyone to meet. Children squirming impatiently, anxious in their seat. And one by one, the teacher called a student from the class to introduce their daddy. As seconds slowly passed, at last the teacher called her name. And every child turned to stare. Each of them was searching for a man who wasn't there. Where's her daddy at? She heard a boy call out. She probably doesn't have one, another student dared to shout. And from somewhere near the back, she heard a daddy saying, looks like another deadbeat dad, too busy to waste his day. These words did not offend her as she smiled up at her mom and looked back at her teacher, who told her to go on. And with hands behind her back, slowly she began to speak. And out from the mouth of a child came words incredibly unique. My daddy couldn't be here because he lives so far away. But I know he wishes he could be, since this is such a special day. And though you cannot meet him, I wanted you to know all about my daddy and how much he loves me so. He loved to tell me stories. He taught me to ride my bike. He surprised me with pink roses and taught me to fly a kite. We used to share fudge sundaes and ice cream in a cone. And though you cannot see him, I'm not standing here alone, because my daddy's always with me. Even though we are apart, I know, because he told me he'll forever be in my heart. With that, her little hand reached up and lay across her chest, feeling her own heartbeat beneath her favorite dress. And from somewhere in the crowd of dads, her mother stood in tears, proudly watching her daughter, who was rising beyond her years. For she stood up for the love of a man not in her life, doing what's best for her and doing what was right for her. And when she dropped her hand back down, staring straight into the crowd, she finished with a voice so soft, its message clear and loud. I love my daddy very much. He's my shining star. And if he could, he'd be here. But heaven's just too far. But sometimes when I close my eyes, it's like he never went away. And then she closed her eyes and saw him there that day. And to her mother's amazement, she witnessed what surprised a room full of daddies and children all starting to close their eyes. Who knows what they saw before them? Who knows what they felt inside? Perhaps for merely a second, they saw her daddy by her side. "I know you're with me, Daddy," to the silence she called out. And what happened next may believers of those once filled with doubt. Not one in the room could explain it, for each of their eyes had been closed, but there on the desk beside my child was a fragrant, long-stemmed pink rose. And a child was blessed, if only for a moment, by the love of her shining bright star, and give the gift of believing that heaven is never too far. I know so many of us, and I say us because I really never knew my father, have had troubles with our fathers. And so many of us have been blessed with the best daddy yet. This talk is about embracing a new type of father, especially for those of us, and having compassion for the fathers that might have been cruel, might have been staunch, might not have communicated. There are not that many of us that are, well, many of you who are much younger than me. I think all of us have had this blessing of being able to see the transition of the male role figure. When I was young, I grew up and men were men. They weren't very emotional. They might have hugged you a little bit. They were there to feed you, house you, and look at TV afterwards. You knew their love because that's what they did. They fed you and you were well clothed. And the mother was the one that provided the emotional affection if you had a great mother. And many of us that we know didn't. But for those of us who were lucky, that is what happened. And we have been blessed, and I say we, because time flies by so quickly, to see the shift in men. That men could still be emotional and nurturing and still be a man. Even to this day, even though I know we weren't hugging one another a couple minutes ago, I love seeing men, older senior men, come up and give one another nurturing, love-filled hugs without any stopping, without any apologies. It is the most beautiful thing. Another beautiful thing, I love seeing fathers, young fathers, taking care of their children. I don't know where the mother was, but I think most of you know that I went to a Unity Ministers Convention last week. And yesterday, Friday as I was coming back, there was this beautiful man. Actually, it was yesterday. It was Saturday morning, early. And he had a little toddler. And this was the happiest young boy. He kept saying, "My, my, 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 moo, 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 moo." Now, of course, he was sleepy. It was like really late at night. But he was a beautiful, gentle father, just loving him up, being the strength of a father, being the nurturing of a father. And so I call to you on this Father's Day to also know that that is the father that Jesus spoke about. And as I said earlier, in the Old Testament father was like the fathers of the 50s and the 60s, authoritative. He'll bat you upside the head if you do something wrong. Isn't that the father that we've always known? But it was Jesus who said no. Used a word by the name of Abba. Now, it's been disputed with theologians and with people who have looked through Christianity about Abba. Abba is an Aramaic word. And from what I've read, part of what I read, Ab means father. But Abba is the child's name for daddy or papa. It's a very intimate thing that Jesus called God. That's why this is the sacred father. And the father I believe that men are completely transforming into. How many of us delighted when we saw our dads and we could run and say, "Daddy, Daddy," and you knew he would pick you up and fly you, or hug you. It was that strength, yet that love of the male, similar to the father that this little girl talked about. That is how Jesus felt about God. And yes, through most of the text of the Bible, Jesus still affectionately said, "Your father." Find it interesting that he doesn't just say, "My father." He says, "Yes, my father," takes it very personally. But he also explains that "my father is your father." And delights in the fact that this father is not authoritative, is not trying to smack you down when you make a mistake, not trying to hold anything over you if you've done something wrong. This sweet Abba, this daddy, understands that even no matter how old we are still its children. It loves us unconditionally. It only sees the best. It has pride within us. So as I was saying earlier, theologians debate this because, you know, for a grown adult to say daddy, and lo and behold, to have Jesus talking about daddy, isn't all that, I guess, well, I guess Jesus wouldn't do that. It seems like it would diminish Jesus, I think, in their mind. I actually adore the fact that Jesus would call upon God as that loving daddy. And like any of us, if we talk about the Father, "Yeah, my Father does this, my Father does that." But when he was in need, it's interesting how he called on Abba Father. Like I think most of us, when we're in need, if we need our Father, usually what did we come and say? We said, "Dad, Daddy, I need you." That's exactly what Jesus did. One of the few places we see in the Bible that it says Abba is when Jesus is at Gethsemane and he's praying. And he asks his three main people, Peter, James, and John, just to sit and pray. Pray for him as he ascended up and prayed to his Father. And there, just the day before he knew he was going to be crucified, he sat and he just said, "Abba, Abba Father. You who can do anything, please take this cup away from me." Wow, when we are in hurt and when we are in pain, we call on the strength of you dads. And not just to go, "Yeah, pat you on the back. You can do this." That loving father. And I pat Roger on the back. I've seen him with his son. I didn't expect to do this until it just popped in my head. I've seen him, the loving father, who is there to nurture. And it's usually Roger that his father, that his son runs to. He is so sweet and patient and loving and strong when his son is in need. And he never lets his son see his worry. Thank you. I'm getting a little... Anyway, I apologize for... But this is the sacred father. You are all sacred fathers. I look at Tom and how he deals with his grandson. We know his grandson, Dawson. They go hiking together. He looks up to both Rose and Tom, but Tom is there lovingly with him. These are examples that I'm giving you that I've just personally seen. I think there are opportunities for you to look at. That is the type of father that Jesus continues to move forward to. So as we continue on this Father's Day, no matter what kind of father you had, a distant father, father who was never there, or father who was fully there, loving you, kissing you, and being that great daddy, let us all transform our thoughts of what the Father is. Let us all come to the understanding, no longer thinking of the Father, and now I'm speaking of the spiritual Father, not just this Father here, but I believe that's one of the reasons why we have such a hard time embracing the male the masculine father, the masculine God. It's because we're always thinking that this masculine God is there to punish us. We're thinking these old-timey gods, and yet, thousands of years ago, Jesus gave us the thought that no, God is loving, God is soft, is nurturing, and supplies us with everything that we need. So two things. As you go through this Father's Day, let us bless all the fathers. Let's have compassion for the fathers that probably weren't the best fathers. Let us release the pain of them and bless them on their way. And for the fathers who are the best fathers or those father figures, let us embrace them. Let us rejoice with them. And most importantly, for the Father, the great Mother, Father God, let us open our hearts and our minds for this Abba to come and be with us. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba. We open ourselves to you. And so as you're going through this, let us say that I'm going to change God to Abba. The love of Abba fills my heart with peace and assures me that in any situation, Abba is with me. Can we say that together? The love of Abba fills my heart with peace and assures me that in any situation, Abba is with me. And so it is. Amen.